Hello everyone. Welcome to the podcast introducing my debut novel, Fade Into Red, published by Vintage Books, Random House India. I want to thank DNA, the Zee Jaipur Literature Festival, for hosting my podcast. Fade Into Red is a novel about romance, travel, and that familiar journey some of us take to find someone we lost along the way, yourself. All of us have felt that way. We wake up one morning and find ourselves living good, comfortable lives, but ones we didn't initially dream of. That's what happens to Ira. She's standing in front of Michelangelo's Pietà at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Fade Into Red is her quest for happiness, and on the way she finds a little bit of romance, a little bit of mystery, and lots of wine. Ira Krishnamurthy is a slightly neurotic, convent-educated, pretty girl sidekick that always wanted to be an art historian. At 20, she saw herself flitting between galleries and calling out, "Going thrice!" to high-maintenance curators and talking Michelangelo and Dali with glamorous ease. Instead, at 29, life has conspired to make her an investment banker in Mumbai, juggling an eccentric family, a lackluster career, a long-distance relationship that's soon becoming a light-year one. But on one monsoon day in July, she suddenly sent packing from Mumbai to Tuscany to buy a vineyard for a star client. What should have been a four-day trip turns into a two-week treasure hunt that finds her amidst midnight wine deals, dodgy vintners, rolling Tuscan hills, and one playboy millionaire who is looking to taste more than just the wine. Towards the end, she finds that the road to true happiness is almost as elusive as a perfect glass of Chianti. I began my career as a journalist for India's national newspaper, The Hindu, but left mid-career to pursue an MBA that led to a wonderful career in investment banking. During one afternoon in Tuscany, while sipping some rather delicious Brunello, I wondered what it would be like to come here for a transaction, work on an actual wine deal in Italy, and the story just grew after that. I created the eccentric Miss Krishnamurthy and her precocious cat, Neela. I loved how she always found herself at the mercy of fickle clients and her manipulative boss, Sandeep. I used to spend much of my childhood in Chennai, which has given me a deep appreciation for the South Indian family dynamic, and I had a wonderful time recreating that as well. Ira was a lot of fun to work with. She's dramatic, paranoid, and a closet romantic. She considers herself an onion that no one has really taken any trouble to peel. But all the other characters are central to the book as well. Her boyfriend Karthik lives in Chennai, has his sights set firmly on the future while his girlfriend is struggling on what to feed her cat for dinner. Sadly, his days of playing Nirvana have been replaced by creating jingles for rude advertising executives, but his dreams are starting to take hold by managing a band of misfits who think they're Parikrama. That's giving him a new perspective of life, and Ira. Ishan is a quintessential bad boy millionaire, a familiar face in Mumbai society pages, and belongs to an old operatic family whom he feels sidelined by. But yet there's more to him than meets the eye, and that's what I wanted Ira to see. He's built a small vineyard and made a decent success of it. Someone no one expected, especially his uncle Vikram, who always thought that the brat would party his inheritance away, leaving him to manage his share of the business. Ishan comes across as a bit of a Heathcliff, billowing white shirts, lingering stares across the moors. Vikram is uncle, and villain du jour is my ode to Bollywood. Brash and bold, he's the perfect foil to sophisticated Celio, the proud Sicilian vintner that Ishan wants to emulate. But he has his own baggage, Celio does, and a large part of that is helping Ishan recapture some of that vintage winemaking glory for himself. Sandeep was my favorite character. He's Ira's boss. He's Ira's Machiavellian boss, who has a soft corner for Ira and so offers her a big Italian deal, supposedly to resurrect her career, but no one really knows why he does anything for anybody but himself. The one constant in Ira's life is her best friend, a model-turned-helicopter mom. They have absolutely nothing in common apart from an obvious love for expensive shoes. But throughout the whole journey, she's Ira's touchstone, and her conversations are funny. The environment, the home of Bacchus, is front and center, and my book is my ode to Italy. We travel with Ira through the small villages of Tuscany, Grieve in Chianti and Siena. We weave through small rabbit warren alleyways of Rome and vineyards lush with grapes. I think the book is great for someone who is interested in wine. Ira attends harvests, learns about materia prima, the alchemy of winemaking, and that there's more to it than just the movie A Walk in the Clouds. All three places in the book contrast each other. Tuscany's rolling hills and European charm grate against dark skies of Mumbai, the monsoon, its frantic pace. Karthik's world is in Chennai, the laid-back South Indian family where hot cups of filter coffee are constant accompaniment to endless chatter. There's Ira's aunts, her mum, and her wonderful father. Ira's not perfect, and her being quite affected means she sees everything through a director's lens. So there's a lot of, as I said, billowing shirts and atmosphere in her quest for herself. But drama is integral to Italy, as I found while I researched the book. It all began with my fascination for a dish, pinci with ragù, a favorite of Ira's in the book as well. That and a love for Chianti made me book a month-long solo tour around Tuscany, which included a week-long cooking course in Arezzo. But it was really this 1 week I spent in Montalcino, a village about an hour from Siena. It's perfectly preserved ochre stone village that crowns a hill in the Siena province, and it's home to Brunello di Montalcino, their signature wine made of the Sangiovese grape. I was there to take part in a wine harvest. The only hitch was that I was yet to find a vineyard that would let me participate. Unlike those pictures you see of happy Americans in shorts crushing grapes, tourists aren't actually permitted to be part of the harvest process in Italy. So I arrived in Montalcino with no prior appointments. I was a true stranieri, a stranger, and they looked upon me, a lonely Indian girl spouting this great love for wine, with a fair amount of suspicion. My first couple of days were spent in futility. All my requests were rejected. So I just spent time exploring the city and meeting people. By the third day, I'd made friends with this gregarious Australian couple who'd drink me under the table, my reticent landlady, and Luciano, the owner of a local taverna, Grappolo Blu. If you're ever in Montalcino, that's the place where you eat. I was busy scoffing his pinci with ragù when he suddenly said, "Ciao, we found you a vineyard." And I said, "Ciao, what?" The next day, I was picked up by his daughter, Anna, as she did her school run. She was lithe, blonde, and could have been on the cover of Vogue. After dropping her son off to school, we proceeded to her family vineyard, where I was handed a pair of shears and taught how to harvest and sort grapes. I then had a wonderful family lunch, complete with children, sisters, dogs, and uncles, and one cat. That cat inspired Nila. I was paid by way of 2 bottles of wine. It could have been a movie. That evening and every evening after, I was invited to dinner with the locals or fellow travelers. I was heartbroken when I had to leave for my cooking class. I recall my landlady saying, "La forza del destino," as I left. Everything is fated, and that's the drama of life. And so life is a drama. And so Ira really is every one of us who's looking for that drama. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Fade into Red is available at all major bookstores and online in Amazon India and Flipkart. It's also available as an ebook on Kindle. To know more about my other work, Italy, my travels, and Fade into Red, log into my website, www.reshmakrishnan.com, or email me at re.krishnan@gmail.com. Enjoy the Jaipur Lit Fest. Till next time. Bye-bye.